If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Women Patriots on ConservativeNationRadio.org, and we'd like to welcome you to our show. The call-in number tonight is 718-305-7176, 718-305-7176. We want to hear what you've got to say, and I have an echo. So, hang on just a second. I'm going to try to check that out. I think the biggest thing in the news today was Harry Reid trying to blame the accidental death of some Marines on a training exercise on the sequester, which is just an absolute outright lie, and the Marines called him on it very, very quickly, which I'm glad that they did, because we've got to start holding these people up and saying, no, you can't just say whatever you want to, when you want to. And as far as I am concerned, Mr. Senator Harry Reid, this is all your fault for not passing a budget in the last 6 years. Your fault for not allowing the House budgets to come to pass over the last 6 years. Your fault for refusing to make the cuts necessary to bring our government spending under control, because we do, Mr. Senator Harry Reid, have a spending problem in this country, particularly in Washington, D.C. And it isn't because we spend on the military. And it isn't because of the foreign wars. It's because of all of this nonsense spending on things like mechanical squirrels or studying why lesbians are fat. Okay, that is not constitutional, and it's ridiculous when we have serious problems and you're cutting out money for our soldiers and for their education when they come back after putting their lives on the line for this country. This is just not acceptable, and we the people are seriously done with career politicians like yourself. And that's what I have to say for this, starting off this evening. Again, the number to call, 718-305-7176. And here's Barbara. Hey, Barbara.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, well, you know, I was just screening a call, but before I did that, after I did that, I heard you talking about the school for our military. Well, did you mention about the, they're going to go look at it again? Because there was a petition that was sent out for 12, they needed 100,000 signatures. They got like 112,000.
Oh, yes, the White House petition.
Yep.
I did see that.
So they have to relook at it because that many people. And now there's a couple of senators saying, well, yeah, maybe we'll do that. And, you know, this whole thing is a whole farce, too. They were talking about, this morning, they were going to cancel the poor kids having the Easter egg hunt. And the first thing that I thought of this morning is, you know, The president makes enough damn money. Let him lay out that money for those kids, the cheapskate that he is.
Or pay for his own vacations. Why are we footing the bill for him to go on 3 vacations within the first 2 months of his, you know, returning back to office? Why are we, the American people, funding this if we can't pay for tuition for our soldiers? And if we can't keep tours in the White House? You know, this he is trying to make this look as bad as it can to make himself look good. And then try to blame the Republicans once again when this was his idea to begin with. But
you know what? It's all coming to a head because everything is biting him in the butt. They are finding out all the lies that they moved. And they said, oh, because of the sequester, we don't have these Secret Service people here. So somebody had went and asked about the Secret Service that were supposed to be there, and they said, oh no, they were reassigned.
Yeah.
So people are being reassigned, and you know, as we were talking earlier about the 2,228 illegal aliens that were released.
Oh yeah. Yeah. For what? So that they can commit more crimes? Because obviously they committed a crime if they were being hailed.
Well,
you
actually,
know.
No, that's not true. There was, out of that, 629 were criminals. And I believe 4 were more than one offender. But, as, John Morton said, he is the Homeland Security Director of Immigration and of ICE, and they made a mistake. It was a bad call, blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
but
my God.
There was 1,599 people that were in there were non-criminal. So they were let go, and actually, what they were also saying was, they kept asking, is this politics or is it policy? And he couldn't really answer a lot of the questions because he was dancing around quite a few of the questions.
Because it's all politics. That's all it is. Because they could make their cuts elsewhere. And we all know there's an email out there that said, make it look as bad as you have to. So,
Right. Again,
the number to call is 718-305-7176. And we do have a caller. Tonight, we have a very interesting guest joining us, Tina Hollenbeck. And she's going to come and talk about homeschools and Common Core curriculum, which is a problem in this country that many people, I don't think, realize what they're teaching our children from day to day in these things. So you want to stay tuned for that, because she's going to fill us in on, give us the lowdown, and hopefully help some of you folks out there, even if you're homeschooling. Some of that core Common Core is infiltrating even into the homeschool textbooks. So we want to be sure and have you all stay tuned and listen to this guest we have coming on. But make sure to join former U.S. Navy SEAL Carl Higbee on The Sound of Freedom with Hig and Resch, Thursdays at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. You've probably seen Carl on Fox and Friends. He's the well-known author of Battle on the Home Front and an outspoken critic of the Obama administration. That alone means he fits right in here. So listen to The Sound of Freedom with Carl Higbee and former Navy JAG attorney Guy Reschenthaler, Thursdays at 7 Eastern, 6 Central on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives. Okay. And again, the number to call, you're listening to Women Patriots on conservativenationradio.org. The number to call, 718-305-7176. And we've got several listeners already, but again, if you have questions or anything you want to say, be sure and give us a call. But yes, so today, you know, we have the usual. The news coming out of Washington, though, is that the assault weapons ban is not going to be brought to a vote. Yee-haw! However, we still have to keep an eye on this because, as Barbara and I were discussing just prior to the show, our lovely, patriotic Secretary of State, John Kerry, who was a traitor during the Vietnam War to our soldiers, is negotiating the UN Small Arms Treaty, which many may not know. It would have to be voted on in our Senate, but if our Senate were to pass this UN treaty, we would become under UN law. So they're going about this on more than one front to try to take away our Second Amendment rights. And they're doing it also in the states, Barbara. Colorado today says the mayor is going to actually sign their weapons ban into law. Where
I heard that.
Yes. I wonder how that's going to play out because, you know, there's a lot of gun owners in Colorado. So it will be interesting to see. I imagine there's going to be lawsuits and all kinds of things because it's not constitutional. They don't have a right. But the Second Amendment to the Bill of Rights in the Constitution, I'm going to read it for you all in case you haven't read it. I mean, it's very, very simple. Not difficult to understand. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep, okay, that means I can have my gun in my house, to keep and bear arms, that means I can carry my gun, shall not be infringed. Now, some people argue this point about the militia, but that is a mute point. The point was, if you look at the Federalist Papers and if you look at our Founding Fathers, that the people were the best defense against overreaching government. The best defense. And it says, the right of the people to keep, okay, keep means I can keep it. Bear means I can carry it whenever I want to. And I shouldn't have to file paperwork to do that. Although I'm willing to file paperwork, and I have filed paperwork to do that. But I shouldn't have to. Because constitutionally says I have that right, and it shall not be infringed. Did you read about in New Jersey, Barbara, about the man who posted a picture of his son
on Facebook?
I was
just looking.
Did you see that?
Yes, I did.
They sent child protective services to his house.
And police.
And they wanted to look in his gun safe. Now, fortunately, he had a lawyer on the line, and he refused, and, you know, nothing came of that. But people are like, I know I'm in Indiana, and people will hear, well, they could just try to come for my guns and, you know, see what happens. Well, what's happening is in these liberal states like New Jersey, they're going after person by person, and they're sneaking in. Like this one, he posted, the Child Protective Services, give me a break. The kid was dressed in camo, so I assume they hunt, you know. And he didn't have his finger on the trigger. He was obviously well-trained with this rifle. And
he
yet
held
they
it better than Frankenstein.
Huh?
He was holding it better than Frankenstein.
Oh,
I
yeah.
Mean, Senator.
As she was pointing it at everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But you could tell he was trained because, you know, he had his hands in the right position and everything. So, you know, either this was a gift to him or, you know, he was just proud that he was going hunting or something. And they tried to get into his house and get into his gun safe. And thank God it didn't happen. But there was that other case in New Jersey, the woman that wouldn't let them come in to appraise her house. She's a homeschooler, and then so the city council or some council members called the cops on her and said she threatened them.
Yeah, it was to do with taxes.
Yeah, and told her that if she didn't give, she was going to be arrested if she didn't turn in her guns.
And they did.
Yeah, and she gave them her guns too, but this is not constitutional. But this is how they're going to go about it in states like Colorado that are democratically led and New Jersey and New York. Which is, that one's going to court, and you know very well it's going to get overturned because there should not be a judge. If there's a judge in this country that sides with any of these laws, that infringe upon the right to keep and bear arms, they need to be impeached. Because yes, they are to uphold the law and the law of this land, last time I checked, but still the Constitution, of which every member of Congress has set an oath to uphold.
And, you know, that's what I'm loving about Rand Paul and Trey Gowdy and, you know, the lot of the new young blood.
Ted Cruz, very constitutionally oriented, and,
yeah.
and they get mad at him because he brings it up. And to
yeah.
Me, and they act like children, like they're being scolded, and they get mad.
I'm not in sixth grade. I'm well educated of
really?
The Constitution.
Exactly. and yet you're not following it.
Exactly.
So maybe you need to go back to sixth grade.
I know, with sixth grade would answer the question better.
Yeah, let's learn about what the legislative branch of government is for. You know, but oh yeah, it's just amazing to me. But we gotta love the young guns that are standing up and bucking the establishment. There is an establishment in Washington. It is comprised of both Republicans and Democrats.
Yeah.
So, you know, people, anybody that's been entrenched in Washington, there's too much money, too much greed, and too much politics. And that's why we need the new faces. That's why we need people who are going to uphold the Constitution and believe in limited government and more rights for the people. Conservative Nation Radio. Oh, so go ahead, Barb.
No, go ahead. Go do the commercial first.
Yeah, I have to take a commercial break. We'll be back in just a second. ConservativeNationRadio.org is proud to be associated with the most effective identity, security, and credit monitoring service there is, LifeLock. LifeLock is a lot more than just your standard credit monitoring service. LifeLock helps to protect your personal information using a combination of data surveillance techniques and outstanding member service. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, there's really nothing that comes close to LifeLock. To protect your identity with LifeLock, go to theconservativenationradio.org and click on the LifeLock banner. That's conservativenationradio.org. Click on the LifeLock banner.
So glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf. What about that girl with a hoop earring?
Ridiculous.
When she was dancing... Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God. Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm! It hurts!
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
And we're back with Women Patriots on ConservativeNationRadio.org. The call-in number, 718-305-7176. We are expecting Tina Hollenbeck shortly, and she is going to talk to us about Common Core and why you should be concerned about this as a parent, even if you are homeschooling your children, and also especially in the public school system. So you need to be aware. By being aware, Barbara, that's how we're actually going to make a difference. It's just being informed. And that's what we try to do here on Women Patriots. We try to bring different people onto it to talk about some of the things that are going on. Last week we had Jan Morgan joined us and was talking about Islam in America. And I was just reading about this Pakistani soldier who was stoned to death over a romance with his girlfriend, who they say is going to be shot. And I believe they were of opposing tribes in the Afghan-Pakistan province. But this is the religion we're dealing with. It's a religion of, it's not a pro-woman religion. It's a religion of the Old Testament, when in the Bible they did stone, and they, you know, for various reasons. And it's not a religion of peace and love, like the Christian religion is. And like Jan had said, you know, you have to kind of separate the before Christ and the after Christ versions of the Bible to understand the difference. But I just found that, I think that's pretty sad, Barbara, that two young people, he was like 27, 26, and the girl was like 19, that they're both going to lose their lives in the name of this religion, or this backhanded way of life
And you know what really disturbed me big time, too, when Jen was talking about that, is they're trying to bring that nonsense to the United States.
Oh, yeah, and they already have.
Mm-hmm. And judges are going with their Sharia law and stuff. This is what's got to stop. It just gets me crazy.
Again, it all goes back to the Constitution. And yes, we have freedom of religion in America, but don't deny me mine, which they try to do with the Christians. We're all haters and we're terrible. And unfortunately, there are some groups that would fall into that category. That one Baptist group that's really kind of nuts.
Oh.
But, you know, don't lump us all together, you know, in that. And here's the other thing. You know, along with this Constitution and Huldah Publius, who was on and is a constitutional lawyer, says you need to look at the Federalist Papers, because the Federalist Papers were the precursor to the Constitution in the United States. So you can actually look into the minds of the writers of the Constitution. And I think we can do this also by looking at the papers and the letters and this religious argument. You just need to look at the letter that the Danbury Baptist sent to Thomas Jefferson and his response to them, because that's where they, quote unquote, get the separation of church and state, which is technically, it's not in the Constitution, not constitutional. It doesn't happen on Capitol Hill. They say prayers and they have the Ten Commandments there, because in the beginning, that's the way this country was founded, Judeo-Christian principles. But that letter, I reference that letter because they made sure to say that they could freely practice their religion as long as it wasn't harming another individual. And that's the problem with Sharia law and the Muslim and Islamic teachings, is that Sharia law calls for the stoning of women, and it calls for beating, and it's violence. And that should never be upheld by a judge in this country.
Right, absolutely. And that's the stuff, that's the nonsense that's really got to stop. And that's why I'm just loving this young blood coming in, because I know it's not going to happen tomorrow.
No.
But it's going to start, it's going to eventually happen. And we're going to go ahead and get back to where it needs to be. By the time our grandchildren are a little older, hopefully, I'm praying that it will be a better place than I leave it.
Right. And that's what we're doing this for, because for you and I, most likely, you know, it's not really going to affect us so much, but our children and our grandchildren, this is going to affect their future and the future of this country and the things that our founding fathers fought so hard and the freedoms to maintain. And we have to stand up. And yes, it's going to be a long 4 years. And we didn't get here overnight. I mean, this is just not President Obama. This has been going on for decades, people. They've infiltrated our school systems, which is just, I'm just so thrilled that we're going to have someone coming tonight to talk to us about this Common Core and inform people, because it is a problem. And when they're in Texas, teaching that the people who participated in the Boston Tea Party were terrorists, those are our founding fathers who were standing up for the lack of representation, but they were being taxed and not recognized, much like we are today.
Yep.
And when you start teaching that they're terrorists and that the Islamic extremists are freedom fighters, and I'm not making this up, people, you can go look. This was being taught in Texas schools under their S scope or some kind of program, C scope. And it comes in different names, but you need to be watching in your state and be vigilant and make sure your lawmakers aren't actually voting for those things, because that's what you need to do. And our guest should be joining us shortly. I'm going to go ahead and we're just going to take a quick break here, and we'll be back with Women Patriots on conservativenationradio.org. The number 718-305-7176.
What does it take to be the leader in production systems technology? To be the one company that solves production problems at any plant, for any product, and with any technology? It takes a 30-year record of success. It takes total mastery of complex technologies with a history of delivering success every time, without fail. Only one company can claim that high ground in manufacturing line optimization, data automation, and systems integration. And that's Philadelphia Control Systems. In factories worldwide, Philadelphia Control Systems programs, software, and engineering solutions deliver optimal performance and output flow with a record that can't be matched. Any plant, any product, any technology. Philadelphia Control Systems, the leader in production automation since 1982. 800-335-9811. PCSforAutomation.com. That's PCS, the number 4, automation.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
Happy holidays, everybody. This is Brad Paisley for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. When you're traveling during the holidays and see somebody who's had too much to drink about to get behind the wheel, well, get those keys and save a life. When you celebrate, designate. Choose a designated driver.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
And we are back with Women Patriots on Conservative Nation Radio. And we have Barbara. Who do we have on the line?
We have Tina. And I just wanted to say one thing real quick before we brought her in. Today they signed in our house, and going to the governor's desk, where they're going to, instead of the usual way they pay teachers here, they're going to grade the teacher. And if you're a crappy teacher, you're not getting a raise, which
well,
is the way
them.
It's supposed to be. So
good
I just
them.
Was excited about that when you mentioned the last. So let's go ahead and bring Tina on, and she's going to tell us all about her website that's newly launched, and some really cool things about her website that we have. So, welcome to our show, Tina.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on today. I'm very, very glad to be here sharing with you all.
Welcome, Tina.
Thank you.
So, we're glad to have you. So,
okay.
Thank you.
You want to tell us a little bit about you and the website?
Yes, yeah, I'll give you a little bit of background. My name is Tina Hollenbeck, and I actually am a former public school teacher, but don't hold that against me.
Oh.
For nine years before my children were born, I actually taught English to immigrant kids in my city where I live. But I knew as soon as I had kids that I would be home with them. And so my daughters are now 10 and 11 years old, and I've been raising them and homeschooling them from the very beginning. I was just kind of your average run-of-the-mill homeschool mom doing my best with my kids. About 2 weeks ago, got some emails from some of the homeschool curriculum companies, and they were proudly announcing their alignment with the Common Core Standards and sharing how they had changed their 2013 editions to line up with these Common Core Standards. And there's some very well-known homeschool curriculum companies, and I had been aware of what the Common Core Standards were, but that really set me up in arms, because, and a couple of my friends as well, because we started to wonder, private schools and homeschools don't have to align with these Common Core Standards, and yet if our curriculum companies change their materials, we're stuck. And we weren't quite sure what to make of that, so we started talking with each other, and we ended up forming what we thought would be a tiny little Facebook group. It's called the Educational Freedom Coalition, to try to see if we could find the positions of some of the homeschool curriculum companies. And that was on March 9th, and today is March 19th, so 10 days later, we now have over 1,500 members in this little Facebook group, homeschool parents who are so concerned about this, and we're in the process of contacting over 270 homeschool curriculum companies to find out their positions on the Common Core Standards and whether they're going to align their materials with those standards or not.
Wow.
Yeah, so in 10 days' time, it's become quite a big deal, and we launched a website to share information as well.
Well, that kind of speaks to there's people out there, they're hungry for the information, and you know, they realize there's problems going on. So
yes,
that's good.
Yeah.
So
I think a lot of homeschool parents didn't really know what it was, but then when we started getting the word out, now they're starting to be educated about what it is.
Can you kind of fill us in on what the Common Core is and what the supposed goals of that were?
Absolutely. Anybody who wants to can Google Common Core Standards, and the very first thing that will come up is the initiative that is the official page for this initiative. But basically, in a nutshell, this was something that was launched a few years ago, but people didn't really know about it. It's been kept under the radar screen by design, in my opinion. They are saying that state governors and state leaders decided to come together and make standards that were the same for every single state in the union, for all subject areas, all kids at all ages, so that everybody would be on the same page educationally. The couple of problems here, of course, constitutionally, it's unconstitutional to come up with national education standards. The 10th Amendment leaves that to the states. But what happened was, and this isn't just a Democrat issue, there's lots of Republicans who got online with this thinking that national standards were a good thing, but what they did to make an end run around the Constitution was to tie money to these standards, and to say, you know, you're only going to get this race to the top money if you align with these Common Core Standards. But of course, they were also saying the states voluntarily chose to align. But when we all know, when there's billions of dollars attached, it's not voluntary.
Right.
So what has happened is 45 states and the District of Columbia, no, excuse me, 44 states and the District of Columbia have signed on to these Common Core Standards. And so now for the last year or two, all public school students in those states have been slowly but surely having their curriculum align with these standards. And there's a couple of problems with the standards. Number one, they don't take any individualization into account, whether that be individual children or just individual needs of people in different communities. I mean, what the people in Mississippi need to know is are not the same things as the people in Connecticut and not the same things as Alaska. So it doesn't individualize for communities or for individual students, and it takes away local control, because suddenly what the schools are teaching in your community, it didn't start with your school board, and it didn't even start at the state level. It goes all the way back to Washington, D.C., and there's no way to change it. So that's one of the really big problems with it. And then the other big problem is the state signed on to agree to do it so they'd get the money before the standards were even written. So they didn't even know what they were signing on to, and they're very poorly written, and they do some very damaging things, and they also promote, not surprisingly, a very socialist world worldview. So that's what the kids in the public schools are going to be exposed to in those, in all of those states at this point, unless they get out of having to comply with those somehow.
They had, in Texas, they had a big thing on that. And I don't on the CC scope. And they're fighting it like the devil down there.
Well, what's interesting is Texas is one of the states that chose not to align with the Common Core standards, but then I've heard about C-Scope and that it is in Texas schools, and it's very similar. It's not the Common Core standards, but it's something else that's just as dangerous and insidious in a different way. So some people in Texas are saying, you know, we didn't sign on to the Common Core standards, but they've got this other thing. And I was just speaking with a curriculum provider this afternoon who told me that individual school districts can sign on. So apparently the Houston school district has adopted the Common Core standards, even though the state of Texas has not.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
My children are older and out of school. My daughters are 30 and 28. Mm-hmm. But the grandchildren... They live down in Florida, mm-hmm. and I don't get much involved in what they do and what they're learning because I'm not there all the time, and I don't mm-hmm. see them much. But, you know, when you put your child into a school, you just assume as a parent that the school's going to be the babysitter and take care of the kid and teach the kid what they need to know. And I know that that's not the case, because you're right.
It probably hasn't been for a long time, but now even so with this, the worldview position and things like taking out the teaching of Euclidean geometry in favor of some new geometry that has mathematicians say doesn't work, requiring students to read informational text like executive orders instead of classic literature, and just really, really strange things like that, just to name a couple of examples.
Kind of like the dumbing, that's almost like dumbing down or not acknowledging, wanting to acknowledge the history and the culture of America, would you say?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And the social studies and science standards have not yet been written, but you can see where the track of it is going when you look at the language arts standards, because it does... eliminate all this classic literature and American literature in favor of seriously having kids read government documents instead. It's the erasing of American culture in a lot of ways, or an attempt to do that anyway.
Yeah, and that's really bad. Somebody was saying that, and you had mentioned it earlier too, Tina, that like up in Massachusetts, they had been taught every year about the Boston Tea Party and how it was, whereas somebody in Texas mm-hmm. is going to learn about the Alamo.
Yes. Yeah, and it's not that the children in Massachusetts don't need to know about the Alamo, but the emphasis that's going to happen in different states and different communities really should be different. Now, I'm in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and what the kids who live here need to know is very, very different from what the kids in Texas or Arizona need to know, just because it's different communities. But that won't happen with the Common Core standards.
Yeah, it'll all be like all like one. So let me take a quick break here, and we'll be right back with Tina Hollenbeck. If you have a question for her, the number to call is 718-305-7176. That's 718-305-7176. We'll be right back. You probably never guessed that there are conservative headbangers. If you want proof, just ask our own Christopher Manti. Join Christopher every Friday right here on conservativenationradio.org for the Christopher Manti Show at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 Central, for a fresh take on conservative thought, modern America, the threat of Sharia, and the weird, wild, wacky world of Washington, D.C. plus some heavy metal rock and roll. The Christopher Manti Show, which could readily be called eponymous, Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 Central on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives.
Go, guys!
Hey, did you guys know that kids who play sports earn more money when they grow up?
Of course. I knew that.
Hey, did you guys know that kids who read books have a bigger vocabulary?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Wow, jinx. Did you guys know that friendly children have more friends?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true. I knew that. Did you guys know that winter babies are better at music?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Obvious. Oh, hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
Huh, I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure I knew that. I'm pretty sure you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared.
Prevent your child's next asthma attack. Call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS. Visit www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many. Brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
Real women, real ladies with real smarts. You're listening to Women Patriots on conservativenationradio.org. We do conservatism right.
And welcome back to Women Patriots. The number to call is 718-305-7176. We have Tina Holovec, who is talking about Common Core, why that is not a good thing. And also, this is invading into the homeschool system. So, Tina, tell us, you know, I'm kind of curious, why did you decide to homeschool your kids?
In part because I spent 9 years teaching in the system and I saw it firsthand and what it is these days, and I knew that I didn't want my kids to be involved in the system. And this was, of course, my girls are 10 and 11, so this was before the Common Core standards, but I could very easily see that it's very hard to meet individual needs of students. And, of course, each child is a unique individual creation, but the system was designed by John Dewey, the father of modern public education in America. I don't know if you know the history of modern public education, but John Dewey was a socialist and a communist, and he got the financial backing of the Rockefeller family because they wanted factory workers. And so the whole setup of American public education was to seriously to develop people who would be good consumers and who would be good, obedient, compliant factory workers and not think and for themselves and just do what their bosses said. And that was John Dewey's whole purpose behind it. Now, I didn't know that when I was in the schools teaching, but I have figured it out since. And it's gotten worse over time. He's actually, that worldview has been very successfully reproduced in the public school system. And I just knew that I couldn't do that to my kids because each one is a unique creation and they have individual needs, and I didn't want them to put them in that cookie-cutter assembly line kind of process.
Wow, that's great. Because my daughter, years ago, my youngest daughter, when she was in school, she had moved from one town to another, and when she first went to school, her teacher noticed that she had to take my daughter by the hand and tell her what was expected of her in each classroom. And even when they would go to art or phys ed or just in the actual classroom learning something. And then she moved into a different school. And we were just about ready to label her learning disabled because she needed that extra help. She was like me with reading, you know, had a really hard time comprehending what was read. Mm-hmm. And we would try, and she would go to little classes for little extra help. but they wanted to mainstream her into everything, into all the other classes. Well, she did not do well. And I fought that school, and because of money, they didn't want to have a certain amount of children labeled. Mm-hmm. And because my daughter was in the class, the school, she would have been over the top where they wouldn't have gotten the money.
So
they would not label her for 2 years. And then finally, because we would go, my ex-husband and I would go to quarterly meetings. Mm-hmm. And then finally, at the last meeting we went to, they finally said, they looked at me, the principal, and said, "You were right." I'm like, "You think I don't know my kid?"
Well, and that's the thing. There are good teachers in the system. I know many, many of them who are still, I personally know many teachers who are doing their best to meet individual kids' needs and who respect the parents, the parental authority, and the fact that, yeah, we know our kids more than they ever can. And I was a public school teacher. I tried very hard to get to know my kids and their individual needs, but I'm not their parents, and
right.
I can't know. And so there are some teachers and administrators who respect that and understand that, but a lot of them really don't. They really don't show respect for parents, and they look at that us and say, "Well, you're just the parent. You don't know anything. You're not this quote-unquote trained expert." And our kids are the ones who suffer because they don't listen to us. And
right.
The parents, I think, suffer because they start to think, "Well, I really don't know anything. The schools know everything, and so whatever they say, I have to do." And then that really kind of undermines their parental authority with their kids, and it's this vicious cycle. I think that's very accurate, and I saw it when I was in the classroom. And, again, it doesn't take away from the fact that there are lots of good teachers who try to do their best within the broken system, but the system is the problem.
Well, you know, and it's also... And this was something that I wanted to bring up to you as well, because my whole thought is, you know, the parents of children, if they don't have self-esteem, they're not going to be pushing. I mean, like, you got to say, admit, that most parents are not like Dr. Ben Carson's mother or Dr. Tim Scott's mother.
Right.
To not have that knowledge and push their children, well, she might not have been educated, but she had self-esteem,
yes,
which pushed her kids. And that's where I believe it comes from. So if a parent has enough self-esteem to be able to know or even get humble a little bit to say, "Okay, I don't know everything. I could use the help."
Mm-hmm.
Which, that's where a parent and a teacher will work together. But a lot of times today, I think that a lot of parents will go back at the teacher and say, "Not my kid.
Mm-hmm.
How dare you tell me my kid? How dare you fail my kid?"
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When they're not justified to be failed.
I think it does go both ways. I mean, if you have your child in the school system, then you need to work with the schools. Absolutely. I didn't really actually see that. Interestingly, I worked with first-generation immigrants, Southeast Asian refugees from Laos, and then some Hispanic kids as well. And it was very interesting because in those parents, they couldn't speak English. They wanted to, but they were working, and they sometimes took classes. But it's hard to learn English when you're an adult, or any language when you're an adult. But they would come into the conferences, and they would talk to us through a translator, and they would say, "You know, please let us know whatever we can do on our end, and then you do what you need to do, and we'll work together," and because they really wanted their kids to master English and to be able to be successful here. And it was neat. I saw that in my students' parents, but that was first-generation immigrants, and I think that's similar to what our grandparents and great-grandparents were like, but I think that's been lost over the generations in a lot of ways,
right.
Which is sad.
You know, and I don't think a lot of people work for, I think a lot of people just take things for granted.
Mm-hmm.
and don't work towards good education, because the child has to be involved in that too. And today, you know, children, if they act out in class, put them on medication.
Right. Right. Instead of actually disciplining and providing the guidance and direction that the kids actually need, the default is just drug them up and everything will be okay. But we don't know the side effects long term for those kids.
Wow.
And their, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Through their lives, we don't know. So.
Well, Tina, can you tell us just a little bit more about the Educational Freedom Coalition and where you're hoping to take this, and what can every parent do about not only Common Core, but the C-scope that's kind of invading into our educational system?
Sure. Well, the Educational Freedom Coalition, our purpose is kind of twofold. Part of it is to educate particularly homeschool parents, but not just homeschooling parents. I mean, if you go to our website, which is theeducationalfreedomcoalition.org, we are starting to build a whole kind of core of articles about what is the Common Core standard thing all about, and why is it dangerous, really, for any kids, no matter where your kids go to school. So we're providing an educational informational resource in that way. We definitely have an anti-Common Core bias there, so we're sharing information and proof that shows that it's bad for our kids. But we have that, and I think part of it is also to educate the homeschool parents about it, because many of them are like I was. I knew about it because of my background in the public schools, and I kind of keep my ear to that kind of realm of thinking. But I didn't really think it affected me. As a homeschool mom, I thought, well, that's out there. I felt bad as a taxpayer. I felt bad as a community member that it was in my community and in my state, but I have to focus on my own kids first. But for us, when it came to roost into the homeschool community, and as I mentioned, a couple of very prominent homeschool curriculum companies came out a couple weeks ago saying that they were going to change their materials to match those standards, that's when we kind of got up in arms about this. And so what we've been doing, the other part of our website and our initiative, is to contact every provider of homeschool curriculum that we can come up with our group members, and contact them and ask them to state a position about what they're doing with their materials with the Common Core, and then we're listing it on our website. And so we're listing who has chosen not to align, who's going to remain independent and just keep doing what they've been doing with their wonderful curriculum, and who is going to align, who's actually changed their material in order to align. And then we have a middle category, we're calling it coincidentally aligned, and those are people that haven't changed anything, but they might be listing in their materials different ways that they happen to align, even though they haven't changed the content. We thought it was important to kind of differentiate between those. And so in that regard, that's mainly for homeschooling parents, so that they have full information as they buy curriculum and spend their hard-earned money on curriculum for their kids, so they can know what they're getting when they buy it. And that was really my main goal. I mean, I do have a bias. I am against the Common Core standards, but mostly I wanted homeschooling parents to have a place where they could just come to one site and say, okay, here's pretty much everything. Where does it line up? And I'm hoping they'll contact the companies and talk with them in detail before they make decisions, because we have to all keep ourselves educated and informed. But this is a starting point. And for other parents, if you have your kids in the school system, or even, I need to mention, if your kids go to private schools, they are not required to align with the Common Core, but we're finding that a lot of private schools are actually choosing to voluntarily do it because they're scared. The administrators are scared, or the parents are scared that their kids will be at a disadvantage if they're not aligned, and so we're finding a lot of these schools actually going to align themselves even though they don't have to, which to me is just heartbreaking. So if you have your kids in a private school, one of the things that you can do is start talking to the administrators and finding out what they're going to be doing, and encourage them to not lower their standards, because it is a lowering of educational standards to align with these things. And if your kids are in public school, if your state has aligned with the Common Core standards, they're already in place at the local level. But what you can do is contact your governor and your state legislators and start start to get a groundswell grassroots movement to get them out of your state. There are 12 states right now that signed on to the Common Core, again, before they ever saw what was written. It sounds like the health care law in my mind, that saw what was written, and now they want out. And they are fighting. Now, they took the money, so it's kind of an uphill battle. They have to figure out a way to get out. But there are 12 states that are now saying, no, we are going to stop this, and we're not going to do it. So you can find out what your state is planning to do with that. If your state is fighting against it, find out how you can be involved to help. And if your state still is thinking this is a good thing, you need to call your governor. You need to call your legislators and your assemblymen and start to lobby to get it out and to get local control back into the schools. Really, really important. You can't just sit by and let this happen and complain about it. We have to do something about it. And they didn't tell us it was coming down the pike. It was kept secret, just kind of not talked about until it was already in place. But that doesn't mean we can't get rid of it now. We can always work to get rid of something that's bad for our kids.
Absolutely. And I think, and you're probably going to agree on this decision, we need to get education back to a local level to where
yes.
the decision-making is being made by even in the city level
yes.
or the county level instead of in Washington, D.C., or even in a state capital.
Absolutely, yes. I mean, to have it back at the state level would be an improvement, but better yet, yes, let each community decide for itself what its kids need. And go from there. I mean, there's a foundational core of knowledge that every child needs to have, but that's common sense. We all know every child needs to read well. We all know every child needs to have a foundation in all the basic math skills and also in how to write and communicate. But beyond that and in how the communities do that, each community should get to decide for itself. And, yeah, we need to fight so that can maybe go back to the way it used to be when education worked.
Well, yeah, and even now they're talking about, you know, not teaching kids how to write in cursive, which
that's part
I've
of the Common Core standards. Yeah,
yeah.
In the Common Core standards for the language arts, which are adopted now, they remove the teaching of cursive.
That's so silly.
So how are they going to read documents that were written in cursive writing before, you know, all the technology came along? This is what I want to know.
Well, you know, you can't read the original founder's handwriting if you can't read cursive now, can you?
No.
Right.
And if you don't know what it says, we can't follow what the principles are that they tried to design for our country. Some of this is totally by design because the people that were behind the Common Core Standards movement, not all of them, but many of them are really grounded in socialism and in wanting to align our country with what the United Nations does. And I'm not exaggerating. That's not a stretch. It's true. So it's all about that one world order socialism kind of thing for a lot of these people who designed it.
Yeah, and I have heard, particularly with the C-Scope, which is the online lesson plan,
mm-hmm.
that Bill Ayers is actually involved. And he actually
yes.
did a seminar for teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I remember. Not
that's,
too long.
That's pretty scary.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
they don't know who he is, and they don't think about, you know, they don't know his background because they don't listen to Conservative Nation Radio and other places that would actually tell them who he is.
Yeah.
So they thought
like,
he was some expert.
I know. It's just almost insane. And unfortunately, I think a lot of Americans, even conservatives, may not know who Bill Ayers is and why there's a concern when you start finding out he's behind what they're teaching in our school systems. You know, they're,
absolutely. Yeah. Well, and the people who bankrolled the Common Core Standards is the Gates Foundation. The Bill Gates Foundation is the main financier of this movement. So that's telling us itself.
Right. And, you know, they want to basically uninform people so they could do whatever they want, and this is all part of it.
Yeah, creating low-information voters who just vote on the cult of personality because they don't know anything better.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So do you have a few more minutes to spend with us, Tina? I do need to take
sure.
a quick break, and we'll just come up on the other side of the break. If you're listening out there and you have a question for Tina or you just want to join the discussion, the number to call is 718-305-7176.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
For Talk Radio News Service, I'm Jeff Holtzman. Perhaps the most important question on everyone's mind today, is the White House going to cancel its annual Easter egg roll?
We have every expectation that the Easter egg roll will proceed as planned.
Spokesman Jay Carney said today, however, that those who have purchased tickets should be aware that the event could be canceled if a federal government shutdown occurs at the end of this month.
Because we distributed tickets to the Easter egg roll far in advance of the actual event, we alerted all ticket holders that this event is subject to cancellation due to funding uncertainty, including the possibility of a government shutdown.
The event is scheduled for April 1st. Speaking of a government shutdown, the Senate will likely vote tomorrow on a continuing resolution to keep the government funded. The $984 billion measure differs slightly from a competing plan passed by the House last week. That means that the two sides will have to sort out the differences before March 27th, when current funding expires. Jeff Holtzman, Talk Radio News Service, Washington.
Is it just not going?
Yeah, it wasn't going for some reason. And welcome back to Women Patriots on ConservativeNationRadio.org. We are talking to Tino Hollenbeck, who is talking about Common Core, not only in the school system, but in the homeschooling curriculum. So the very interesting information that she's providing us with tonight. The number to call is 718-305-7176. And we are back, and we are live. Sorry about that. We sometimes have a little problem with our clips not wanting to play on Blog Talk, so there was, like, dead air. But yeah, it's like, okay. So how can we fix our education system? Just being more aware, is that what we need to do, or do we just need to get more vocal? What do you think?
Well, it starts with education. I mean, we have to know what our kids are actually learning, and I think even very well-meaning parents that I know, friends of mine and others, I think we mentioned before, just kind of trust that what's going on in the schools is fine and don't really realize. I mean, I've talked to parents who say, well, things were fine when I was a kid, so that must mean it's fine now. But it's not the same as when we were kids. The things I know from having been in the system even 10 years ago, it's not the same as what it was when I was growing up. The worldview, the blatant advocacy for un-American things and for dumbing down of our kids is growing, and we can't just trust that what we learned. So
right.
That's part of what we have to do. I'm still here.
Okay.
I have someone call me on the other line. They don't know I'm on the radio.
Okay. So
that's part of it, is we have to educate ourselves, and we have to be willing to devote the time. I talk to people all the time who say, you know, you're so devoted to your kids because you homeschool. And, yeah, that's true. I mean, I'm with them 24/7, but the fact of the matter is if your kids are in a school somewhere else, you're just as responsible for knowing what goes on there, because ultimately we're going to be held responsible for our kids, not the teachers. So that's, we have to educate ourselves about what's going on, and then we have to be willing to get involved and take action and speak out and advocate and not stand for this kind of thing occurring in the curriculum. But we can only know to stand what we're standing up for if we know what's there. So it starts with choosing to educate ourselves and going from there.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Knowledge is power.
Exactly, exactly. And we can't just accept that it's okay. It really isn't okay.
Now, I put in, a lot of people are logging in and out, so I'll go ahead and put it back in. I'm putting your website in.
Okay.
So it's
Educational Freedom Coalition.
Dot org.
Right. Yes, and again, any parent or anybody can go there if they want to get some information about what is the Common Core and why is it bad. Again, this whole thing started 10 days ago, so the site is a baby, but we do have quite a few informational links there to start with that will get plenty of things to get people going on what it is and what they can start to do about it. In fact, we have a link there. Some of the ladies in my organization, and by the way, I don't know if I mentioned that in the 10 days it's been up, we now have 1,500 homeschool parents on there. And some of them also are very concerned about the schools in their states and communities. And so on our website, we have a link now. It's called Common Core Stop It. And it's links to the different state organizations and people who are leading efforts to try to get the Common Core out of the different state curriculums in the public schools. And so public school, private school parents can go to our site and link with that Common Core Stop It link and find out who to contact in their state and who they can help. So, yeah, we're trying to provide information for everybody, and then for homeschoolers we have lists of our curriculum providers. The heartening thing for us is that the vast majority of homeschool curriculum providers have chosen to stay independent. It's probably easily 3-to-1 or 4-to-1 on our lists, and that has been encouraging for us, that most of the homeschool curriculum providers realize that their standards are much higher than anything the government could produce in the first place, and they produce good products, and they don't need to be scared and changed to suit the government. So that's been good. A couple of big companies have gone. A couple of big companies have gone, but many companies are choosing to stay independent. So we're excited about that.
And that's just wonderful. And I want to tell you something, Tina. I was working very hard in this past primary election, and I honestly, truly believe that the homeschooled children are going to save this country. And because I have met these children, and they've been taught patriotic views, and they've been taught American history, and so I give kudos out there to people like you and others who have homeschooled their children, and I honestly believe that is what is going to help us save this country, is those children that were not able to be indoctrinated by the school system. So I just wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah, I think that's true. And you know what that brings up to mind? If people are interested in learning more about what is going on in the public schools and they want a quick education, there is a DVD that they should buy wherever they can get it, and it's available on many, many resources. It's called Indoctrination, Public Schools and the Decline of Christianity in America. So if they just Google Indoctrination, it's on Amazon, it's everywhere else. And it's a great movie because it's a documentary of a family that went around interviewing in public schools and finding out what's really going on there. You know, I realize that not everybody's in a position to homeschool, but I have talked to several families just in the last couple of months who they watched this video and they said, we need to get our kids out. So they made efforts to, it'll curl your toes and it'll make you want to get your kids out or really, really fight hard to change what's there. I think that's a quick little primer on, and it's, you know, just a 100-minute movie, but very worth the watch, and that's really going to help educate a lot of parents as well.
Awesome. Awesome. And we'll need to encourage people to look at that because I have seen some phenomenal homeschooled children out stomping on the campaign trails, along with us. And if not for that push back in, 18, 19 years ago, where a lot of people were going to the homeschools, I think our battle would be more difficult. So got to say a big thanks to those people like yourself with the foresight to actually be able to do this and kind of help us with that. So,
I wanted to ask a quick thing, Tina. We had Judy from Thoughtful Woman.
Judy Lloyd, uh-huh.
From thoughtfulwoman.org. And I was just looking through that website. She was on like a couple of weeks ago. Just a suggestion, because they have some articles and things in there about this as well.
Oh,
So if you guys, Indiana among states acting to oppose Common Core standards.
Yep, they're one of the states that are trying to get out of it now.
Right. So if you wanted to get to that website and just see if you can maybe, the more the merrier, you know, get the word
it's
out.
Thoughtfulwoman.org, you said?
Yeah. Thoughtfulwomen.org. It's actually a wonderful website. It puts together a lot of different bloggers, women bloggers, and it has recipes and other things for women, but, you know, it does a lot for educating women. And so the more the merrier. That's all I can say.
Great. No, I learned something. That's great.
Yeah.
So, you know, and each has their specialty, and I think this is a great way to be spreading knowledge. Not only about the schools, but the government and whatever else is going on out there. So that's just a website that Barb and I have found to be a very, very good website. So
sounds interesting.
Yeah.
I'll click over there later on. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, because that's what we do. We're all looking for the common goal, like get government out of our lives.
And the way we do that is through educating people why we want to get government out of our lives.
Right.
That's right. Well, when you think about it, you know, seriously, we've had 6 or 7 generations of continual lessons that we've been indoctrinated with. We need the government. We need someone to take care of us. I mean, our pioneer ancestors would be rolling over in their graves if they saw how dependent we all are. Even those of us who I think we're independent, we don't realize how we're tied in and really are not independent, but want to be, you know? So I think we have to just start looking at things differently and just figure out how is it, what can I do individually and what can I do with my friends and family to encourage us to really start looking at things differently. We don't need the government. I mean, we're smart people. We're capable of, we built this country. Americans built this land. It's so wonderful. And yet now we're just feeling like we're a bunch of little babies, and we have to get over that, and we have to start getting that spirit back of what
more
made
like,
the country wonderful.
Yeah, you know, I walk around feeling defeated, you know, until Rand Paul did that filibuster. That gave me, seriously, that gave me hope.
That was wonderful, yes.
It's like, wow, there's hope. That's what we need. We need young blood. We need those old people out because they're all set in their ways, and they forgot what it was like when they first got in. And now, you know, they're under the wings of the other people that have been there forever. And it's just, you know, the cycle. Everybody knows the cycle.
And a part of that is just the people don't understand what government is for.
Right.
Or they don't understand even, and this probably goes back to the Common Core and the dumbing down of America, Tina, the limitations of powers, like the presidential powers versus the legislature versus the judicial. And we are just so broken.
Yes, that and how many things are really supposed to belong to the states to decide. I mean, we don't have a clue. The federal government, there should be no Department of Education. That's ridiculous that was ever created.
Not
in the Constitution. You won't find it there.
It there. But people don't understand. Again, that was created in the Carter administration. And so just in that 30 years, people have gotten so used to the idea that the federal government's supposed to dictate education policy. They don't even realize what the Constitution says.
Right.
Right.
And if the federal government was following the Constitution, we would not have this spending problem. Our military would be well-funded, and our states would be functioning independently, yet, you know, under the umbrella that coalesces us together, which is the federal government that is supposed to take care of, you know, immigration, military, and defending us and brokering treaties. And yet people don't understand that. You know, it's like we would have so much money on our state levels that our states could thrive and our cities could thrive if we just get this massive corrupt body out of the way.
Yes, absolutely. You know, the states would not have had to rely on the federal education funds that tied them into adopting the Common Core. They would have had their own money at the state level, and they could have done what they each wanted to do. And instead, they felt like, you know, we've been used to this billions of dollars from the federal government. We can't say no. We have to, and that's just a tragedy.
Yes, and the same thing could be said of health care. You know, states would have so much. And my thoughts are always, you know, this is the way I like to think of it. I have much more access to Indianapolis, Indiana, which is my state capital, than I do to Washington, D.C.
Yes.
You know, and this is what people need to understand. You want all your money going to Washington, D.C., where you have, well, you have your congressmen and you can write them and call them, but, you know, half the time you feel like they don't listen to you, or you want it, you know, 2 hours from your house where you can actually drive down there and knock on the door and say, look.
You know? You're right.
This is, we don't want you doing this with our money. And I think we need to start trying to get people to look at it that way. And I think we'll have more success, you know, not just but education, healthcare, and all those things that are just out of control in Washington. So,
right.
Well, Tina, I want to thank you for coming on and spending this time with us tonight. And you provided us with a lot of excellent information, as well as some new documentation. This indoctrination book sounds like a good one that people need to be reading. And we want to encourage all our listeners to be sure and check out the website and the Facebook pages and get involved.
Yes, absolutely. If they go to our website and they're on Facebook, they can click to join our group as well right from there. So, or they can just go on Facebook and find us. But either way, and we would love to have everybody check out our website and homeschoolers join us in the battle to maintain our independence. And I thank you so much for having me on tonight.
Oh, it's been great.
You.
It's been very informative. Thank you. Thank you so much.
And we'd like to have you back in a month or two to see the progress.
Sure, that'd be great. You know where to find me on Facebook. We could connect on a good date, and that would be great.
Okay. Sounds like
a friend. Because I did join your group, and I think we did get to be friends. But thank you so much, Tina.
You are very welcome.
Before she runs, though, let me take this call because this number called in before. See if they have a question real quick.
Okay.
Oh, my computer is lagging.
410? It's Blog Talk. It's Blog Talk because it's been happening to me, too.
Okay. Who do I have at 410?
Hey, how are you doing? It's Chris from Maryland.
Hi, Chris.
I just had a quick question here. I know we're talking about education and all, and I've sent my kids to private school as far as I can go with the economy and all. I guess this is more political. I'm curious of what your aspects are and thoughts are on the fact that true education is something that even the education system doesn't want, because it's the people who put forth the true education stuff in our country always wanted to create good government workers, and everything you try to do, the government comes down on. I'm curious of your thoughts on how much of this is not only political but educational, and that is that not a reason why they're trying to denounce it and destroy it, not only here but overseas across the country, because you have had certain Europeans come over here for asylum and then denounce them, send them back because of education.
Oh, yeah, I think it's huge. I think homeschooling is a threat to this kind of socialist, compliant, do whatever the government tells you kind of mindset, because we think independently. I don't know if your listeners are aware. I know the caller is very aware because he referenced it. There is a German family. Homeschooling is illegal in Germany. If you homeschool in Germany, and it goes back to Hitler, he set it up, he outlawed it, and it still stands today, and Germans think it's fine. If you homeschool in Germany, you will have your kids taken away from you. And so there is a family called the Ramaki family, and they fled Germany with their kids, and they live in Tennessee now. They are contributing to the community. They're working. They're homeschooling their kids. And if you can believe it or not, our federal government, the Department of Justice, is fighting to get them sent back. They've asked for permanent asylum based on persecution, and our government has said that they're not really persecuted because they can go back to Germany and put their kids in the public schools and they'll be fine. And the Department of Justice has said that there is no inherent right to homeschool. That's how dangerous and how dicey this situation is.
Well, can I ask another quick question? I know it's kind of out of bounds. I mean, aren't we really looking at an ignorant society, a willful ignorance of people who do not want to understand, who do not want to know? The more ignorant the government keeps everybody in, the more they control us.
Yeah, okay. John Dewey, the founder of public education, was a socialist, and he said his goal was twofold: to steal the hearts and minds of the children from their parents, and to also, quote-unquote, free them from the shackles of religion. In other words, he wanted all faith aspects out of kids' minds and hearts, and he wanted them not to think on their own, and he didn't want their parents to influence them with their views. He wanted to be able to shove down onto them this mindset of don't think, just do what you're told. That goes all the way back to the early 20th century when he started this push to make this national public education system.
But
and so we've had six or seven generations.
Aren't they succeeding now, though? I mean, that's the whole problem. The whole problem is we understand history. We understand, unfortunately, that it's a horrible thing to say. We understand history repeats itself. But they're winning based on the stuff they've always gone for with. You know, socialism's never worked, but yet everybody tries it.
Is education where we start?
Is education our most important thing? I'm kind of curious of where we start of how we fight this, because history repeats itself. So is it education? Is there homeschooling? Or what is it?
I think homeschooling, as we were saying, is a huge start because you're doing two things when you homeschool, or even send your kids to a good private school that have your family's worldviews and patriotic vision and everything. You are preventing them from being indoctrinated into that system that, and even the teachers don't even know what they're perpetuating half the time. So you're preventing them from being part of that system, and you're also giving them an alternate, politically better patriotic worldview, and also how to think. You're teaching them how to think, and that's what homeschooling is all about. So,
but private schools lost it. I sent my kids there, but with the economy, you can't do that. I mean,
right. And homeschooling,
they've created a system where you can't. They're almost. We've created a system where we can't educate our kids, but we can't perpetuate an economic system to allow them to succeed in the first place. I mean, with our debt and all. We've created a system for our children to fail, and we're not going to see it in our lifetime.
Chris, that's what we're trying to do. That's why we're all standing up to do now with our different groups, and Tina's doing it with the Common Core and the homeschooling and even the public education. And I know you're in Maryland, and we've talked about this before, but there is hope out there. You know, I'm in Indiana. It's a good state, and we're fighting. And so don't give up hope and keep fighting and keep teaching your children. Even if you're not homeschooling your children, and I think Tina would agree with this, you can still instill your value system into them and still create productive citizens.
To stand up to the school and say, look, this is not correct. You teach my child the right thing, and you keep going up the ladder until you get results.
Don't give up.
I'm not going to give up. I'm going to keep teaching my kid. It is a little heartwarming to see other people out there because, you know, at some point you do think you're the only ones out there the way the world's going.
But other than that,
it doesn't matter if I'm the only one out there. I'm not going to stop teaching my kids. I'd much rather take the heat than they do. I don't think that's going to happen, but, you know, you live for a reason. You believe in what you believe in and understand, so there's nowhere else to go but to teach your kids that. So I'm hoping, you know, like I say, it's nice to know some other people out there are thinking, because at some point, sometimes you do think you're all alone.
Yeah.
And you're not. And I'm going to tell you something, Chris. Women when they get backed into a corner, you don't want to mess with mama.
They come out flying. That's
and
right.
They're, you know, they're messing with mama. And mama's not happy. So,
while I was sitting here reading, I just opened my emails, and one that I got from Dick Morris, the heading is Homeschooling, the Empire Strikes Back. And just what you were saying, there's a family that didn't see things that way and wanted to homeschool their children after harassment, threats, and prospect of losing their children. They fled the United States, where fled to the United States, where homeschooling is welcome. That was from Germany, where it was illegal, yeah. What you were just saying. And
support them.
Now they're trying to get asylum for them.
Yes,
so that's that German family.
Yeah, so our Department of Justice will not, our Department of Justice won't fight against illegal immigration, but we have this wonderfully productive German homeschool family that is persecuted there, and yet they're trying to send them back. Our Department of Justice is fighting in court to send them back. It makes no sense.
And releasing illegal immigrants, It's almost like they're deliberately set on destruction.
Yeah.
And I think people need to open their eyes and see it for what it is. And, again, thank you, Chris, for calling. And you're not alone.
Good call, Chris. Thank you.
So thank you very much. And again, Tina, I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight. And hopefully we can have you back in a few weeks and just kind of get an update on things, how things are going. And keep up the good work.
Thank you. That sounds great. Just let me know when you want me to come back, and we'll figure it out. So
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Join our own warrior Catholic, Chris Ricketts, and actually I think it's going to be Laura Ricketts, on conservativenationradio.org every Wednesday at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. Chris, and in this case Laura, isn't afraid to wave the banner of Christianity in a world becoming hostile to biblical principles. And actually, Chris, as a former Marine, he's not afraid of anything, or so he says. Join Chris to talk about Christianity, the Holy Bible, and God's plan for mankind's salvation, and he might also explain his plan to teach the Swiss Guards a thing or two. The Warrior Catholic Show with Chris Ricketts, Wednesdays at 7 Eastern, 6 Central, on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives. Again, it won't play, folks.
No, it's being weird.
Oh, it's just going around the circle.
Yeah.
And if you're listening, Duke, I'm trying to play the third lantern. It's not playing. So we'll try this.
And it's not
that's our station
fault.
Manager for you. For those of you out there listening, the recordings are not wanting to come up and play, so let's give a go. Anyway, you are listening to Women Patriots on conservativenationradio.org. The number is 718-305-7176, and we just had a great guest in Tina Holland Beck, and talking about things that we can do educational-wise for our children. So just really, really great information, Barbara, that
it
we
really
can all
was. I was just going to say that.
Are you tired of your hard-earned money going to support liberal progressive enterprises? I know I
okay.
am. That's why
now
I shop at the
playing and I'm not clicking buttons.
This conservative marketplace ensures that your money is well spent and supports conservative entrepreneurs dedicated to making their products here in America. Look, I'm a business owner. I know how hard it can be to get your product out there. Get on his vendors list, and it will help your sales. I have had his barbecue sauce. It is amazing. Check out the website, thethirdlantern.com. That's the3rdlantern.com. Send your liberal friends there and tell them Higgin Resch sent you. Thethirdlantern.com.
You're listening to Brenda Ward and Barbara Buffing, The Beauty and the Brain, on conservativenationradio.com. You're listening to Brenda Ward and Barbara Buffing,
okay,
The Beauty and the Brain, on conservativenationradio.org.
Okay, now the computer has taken over. I clicked those about 2 minutes ago. So the joys of doing live radio on Blog Talk is just pretty amazing. So, but anyhow, and we were talking, sorry, now I lost my train of thought because that was just one of those wicked little things that happened. So, but yeah, and as we were talking earlier, we have a battle on our hands, and it is so great to have these different groups out there, Barbara, you know, Thoughtful Women, you know, just publishing for women and keeping people abreast of the news, and yeah, Tina with her organization for the Against the Common Core and for education in America.
You're listening to Brenda Ward and Barbara Buffing, the Beauty and the Brain on ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Okay, I swear I didn't push any buttons again. But,
well, again, we wanted to remind everybody who we were.
I guess, yes, yes. But we are, Barbara and I, are the Beauty and the Brains of ConservativeNationRadio.org. So, at least
and
we
we're
like
both
to think,
if anybody was wondering.
We like to think that we are anyhow. But so there is a way, and there, and we... It makes me more hopeful the more I see these groups forming and these people getting involved, you know, that we're fighting this on so many levels. That
the odds of a young girl being discovered by an industry insider while singing to herself pumping gas? 1 in 300 million. The odds of the daughter of a clergyman from Severn, Maryland spending 11 weeks at number one on the U.S. singles chart? 1 in 19 million.
I wonder if somebody from Blog Talk is back there.
1.4 million. The odds of selling over 40 million records? 1 in 800,000.
I have no idea.
The odds of this musician and performer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/sign. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Okay, well, we have... my computer has taken over, so...
You're listening to Brenda Ward and Barbara Buffing, the Beauty and the Brain, on ConservativeNationRadio.org.
I apologize to anybody listening out there. I swear I'm not clicking any buttons. These were supposed to actually go off on the break, and for some reason, I don't know what's going on. So,
we've lost control. Blog Talk took over.
I'm seriously, I'm not even touching my mouse, and these things are playing. So, okay. The joys of live radio. And... certainly entertaining to have things just be popping up all over the place like that. So,
never happened before.
No, that's never happened before. I mean, I've had like things delay and not want to play, but I've never had them start playing later after I stopped. You know, so that was quite interesting. So anyhow, but. And whether you're homeschooling, whether you're out there just standing on the street corner, as our friend, help me out, Rage Against the Media, to bring to light the media bias that we face on a daily infiltration into our homes, indoctrination, you know, whatever you're doing and in whatever capacity, that we just need to keep doing that. For so many years, we were silent because as conservatives, oh, you don't talk politics. Oh, you don't talk religion. Well, folks, we got to be talking. We got to be talking. We got to be doing, and we have to fight back. And for those like Chris in Maryland or people in California, well, Karen Sigmund, who is in California, she's doing this right in Los Angeles, and this is what gives us hope for the future of our country and for our children and our grandchildren. Which, for those of you who have not heard, my daughter is coming up from Tennessee tomorrow. For the first time in 6 years, I will have my children, and then the only time I have all my nine grandchildren in the same room for a picture. So those of you following on Facebook, be looking for that picture. I assure you it will not be orderly. I'll be lucky if I can get them all to sit still for 30 seconds to take that picture. But there is going to be a picture of all nine of them. So that's pretty exciting for my end of the news here for tomorrow.
Awesome.
Yes. Yes, because she just hasn't been able to get away, and I obviously go down there to see her, but the other kids all live here, so they don't get to go down there and see her, and so this will be a first. Her first visit in 6 years, even to see some of her brothers and sisters here, so it will be exciting.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm just. I wasn't expecting it to happen, and she just called and said, I'm coming, and I'm just like, oh, yay. So, but anyhow, in other news around the world, we have Syria. There's been some allegations of chemical weapons being used. I'm wondering, where did they get those chemical weapons? Could it possibly have been from Iraq?
Oh, you think?
Oh, well, I don't know, you know. They had to get them somewhere, and, you know, I never heard of them, you know, being such a problem for them before. So it's kind of an interesting thing. CPAC happened this week, which I thought was quite interesting when Sarah Palin carried in her big gulp.
And actually, there's been a lot of photos with her holding it up like the Statue of Liberty holds up the light.
Well, good for her. You know, good for her, because we do not live in, and I do not want to live in, a nanny state. And I don't know how New Yorkers can sit by and watch this man tell them what they can eat, what they can drink, what they can carry, what they can and cannot do. You know, we are adults. And our Constitution doesn't allow for these kind of ridiculous infringements. And of course, that his soda ban was shot down as far as the 2 liters, but of course he's appealed. So that's going to be in court for a while, probably go to the Supreme Court.
So nothing like wasting taxpayers' money on nonsense, right?
Yeah, exactly. And when the Department of Justice sues the states, that's my money. You're using my money to sue a state that I agree with. I have a problem with that. And I think more people need to. The Democrats have dropped the assault weapons ban in the bill that they're trying to pass in the Senate because they didn't have enough votes to get it through. Well, duh. So another waste of time and money as they try to politicize an unfortunate event where a mentally ill man, Democrat, Bush hater, went in to kill as many people as he could before he killed himself. That was his goal. And he went to the best place he thought he could accomplish that, which was a gun-free zone.
Oh,
wow. How simple could this be that we could just, you know, ban the gun-free zones? And then, as I said earlier, you wouldn't be infringing on somebody's right to bear that arm. Okay.
I was talking to you earlier about this. I kind of have a trust issue with this gun thing that all of a sudden Dianne Feinstein, you know, she mellowed and just kind of swept it under the carpet. He's up at the UN. Doing the negotiation thing for the treaty. And I know that there's a lot more involved with him than him just saying, you know, okay, I'll sign on the dotted line. But it scares me that they're going to pull some unhanded crap like they did with Obamacare.
Oh, they're going to try. She's going to try to. They're going to try to pass this gun bill with the, because you know they got a lot of support for you know registration or whatever, universal checks or whatever, and she'll try to stick it in there. But so we have to be aware. We also have to be aware of what's going on in the United Nations. This goes back to the One World Order that Tina brought up. They want to use the United Agenda 21, but they want to use the United Nations as a way to bring everybody into compliance. But, you know, there are certain problems with their One World, you know, order, because there are certain groups, as we all know, extreme Islamic, who only believe in their prophet Muhammad. And they're not going to fall in line with the United Nations. They're not going to fall in line with One World Order. Their only goal is world domination. And it just mind-boggles me that there's people out there that think this theory or this practice is actually going to work.
Yeah.
You know, it's just crazy. And, of course, there's Harry Reid trying to blame the deaths of our Marines today who were killed in training exercises on sequestration, which had nothing to do with sequestration at all. And I'm losing my speech patterns. It's like, okay. Let's get those words out. They're not coming out so well at this moment. So
I think they're amusing Uncle Bing.
Are we amusing Uncle Bing? Well, that's not
yes,
too
funny. Yes, we are.
So, it says, there's plans prepped for military action in Syria. Several NATO nations are eyeing contingencies to end a two-year civil war, which let me tell you, people, that if we had any kind of leader in the United States, something would have been done 2 years ago. Unfortunately, now we're down to using chemical weapons, and we have, you know, what, over 60,000 people dead in this fierce civil war going on in Syria. It's just crazy. It's just crazy. We got a storm rattling the southern states. Hailstorm coming up.
Really? I haven't paid attention.
Yeah, I'm just kind of browsing through.
I was kind of mad because it was a really yucky morning, and I couldn't ride the motorcycle, but by the time I got home, I'm thinking, okay, this is great. I can ride my motorcycle to work tomorrow, to come home and hear that it's going to be freezing tomorrow here, and then by tomorrow night, we might get snow.
Ah, well, we haven't had very nice weather. We had ice yesterday morning, and it's been very windy today. Thought I was going to blow away picking up balloons and stuff. Okay. But so in the 20s and 30s, maybe snow on Friday, what they're saying here for us. So, anyhow. We got about 15 minutes of it. I'm going to try to take a break here, guys. I'm almost afraid. I'm almost afraid to even attempt this. But I'm going to, first of all, the leftist media would like conservatives like us to think we're just a few lonely voices in the wilderness. But don't be fooled. Americans that identify themselves as conservatives outnumber liberals by 2-1, according to numerous polls, even by liberals. If you respect traditional American values, there's a place for you to call home on the internet. It's traditionalamericanmovement.com, or TradAM, as we call our home. Traditionalamericanmovement.com is a place where real conservatives can meet up without turf wars and find out what's new in the conservative community. Join up, find out what's happening, and be a part of the conservative revolution, all on traditionalamericanmovement.com. That's www.traditionalamericanmovement.com. I hope to see you there soon. TradAM is a liberal-free site. I might just stick with the live reads. Let's assume you're listening to conservativenationradio.org. You're a conservative. You love America and our Constitution just like we do. And since that's the case, you're going to want a supply depot to get everything from books to bumper stickers and patriotic T-shirts to flags. Your pipeline to that good stuff is right here on conservativenationradio.org. Just go to our website, conservativenationradio.org, and click on the Patriot Depot banner. That will take you to the world's best-known warehouse for all your conservative revolution needs. Wave your flag, proudly display your love for America, and the conservative revolution starting right now. Just go to conservativenationradio.org and click on the Patriot Depot banner to join the conservative revolution, real conservatism for real conservatives. All right, one more time, we're going to try this.
Good luck.
Okay, well, that's probably going to play in about 30 seconds or 40 seconds while we're still speaking. So if you hear some interruptions from our speech, it is just Blog Talk Radio doing its own little thing here in my house tonight. So unfortunate news is here in my city at IPFW, which is Indiana University, Purdue University. They're choosing to celebrate this month for women and women's rights by honoring abortion instead of honoring women such as Rosa Parks or Susan B. Anthony or women who actually made the movement for our rights while also maintaining rights for the unborn children. They're choosing to associate death with women's rights, and I find that very sad, especially going on right here in my own city. You know, sometimes it is about just speechless. What's that?
Oh, Uncle Bing said that us gals laughing is just so dang cute.
Oh, isn't that sweet? Okay. Well, I think President Obama is finally going to go to Israel, and whether it's to lecture them on how to run their country or to actually go as an ally of the state, could be interesting to see. He's not been very friendly to Israel, and it actually is part of his national security plan. You can actually read that on their website, is to try to keep a low-key, low profile, as if that has helped anything over in the Middle East to stabilize it. Al-Qaeda has beheaded a French hostage in Africa because that's the kind of people they are.
Yeah. I just saw this from one of the congresswomen here, a representative. She had Energy and Commerce Committee, and the committee's kicking off a 3-day hearing series on potential regulations and taxes on smartphones, tablets, and mobile apps.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Just what we need, more taxes.
More taxes, yes. They're going to tax us more. And this is so funny because I work for a doctor who's a council on the city council. He's very fiscally conservative. And they're going to raise taxes in our city. And he comes into work and he says, well, we've got the lowest taxes, blah, 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 this, blah, blah, that. Well, what do you want to do? You want to raise taxes or cut services? And I looked at him and I said, you sound like a Democrat. It's so very frustrating because what they don't understand is that with the gasoline prices being so high that our food prices have gone up and the cost of everyday living has gone up for the average middle-class American. Mm-hmm. And we're all feeling that budget crisis, and yet they want to make some excuse about, oh, we're the lowest tax rate, so, you know, you got to give up services or you got to do this. And it's just like, no. Figure out some other way to make your cuts, you know. And our Governor Pence, a great, great, great man, wanted to give, because the state is actually running on a surplus, and he wanted to give 10% back to the taxpayers. Well, our lovely, and we have a total majority Republican-controlled House and Senate in Indiana. No. They want to give a tax break to the casinos, and I can't remember quite the other place they wanted to give tax cuts, and then they want to give money back to the schools because they had to take that money away. And so instead of giving it back to the citizens of the state who are paying more in food, gas, utility bills than ever before, they think they know how best to spend our money. Well, no, you don't know how best to spend my money. Give it back and quit raising taxes, because now, you know, my city is going to raise taxes because they don't have enough money.
Well, Chris Matthews was complaining the other day about how his taxes are going up. Oh, Bill Maher, I'm sorry.
Oh, well, what did he think was going to happen?
I know, right?
Isn't he a millionaire? Didn't Obama say, I'm going to tax the millionaires?
Yeah, you know, those over $400,000
a year. Did he think he was going to be, like, exempt because he was a buddy pal?
Probably, because, you know, there's a, you know, yeah, we pick winners and losers. You know, let me tell you something quick that's going on in our state. Thank God we've got Republicans that are the governor now, and there's a kind of a balance, House and Senate here. But we have this, it was a state-run mental facility. So they closed it down because it was old and save money, blah, blah, blah. So instead of selling the piece of land, what the state wants to do, well, what the governor, the old governor, she was a Democrat, world's worst governor ever, she wanted to make it a park and sell only a little piece of the land. And now, this is a really big state. So if you make it a park, then people in the other parts of the state that have been paying for this facility for years, they don't have use of this park unless they drive 5 hours. So I don't know anybody that's going to drive 5 hours to spend a half hour to park. But there's a big to-do with that now here, so I will keep my ears pressed because, personally, I think they should sell it, get all the money they can for it, which would be, you know, property value, whatever that is, and give money back to the federal government because we've taken so much money from the federal government with all the unemployment and mess that has gone on. So anyway, I just thought I'd, you know, I called in one of the radio shows yesterday and said, why don't they vote on it? Why don't they give this state a vote? Because that costs too much money for that too.
Oh, yeah. It does cost a lot of money to do these election processes, but, you know, they need to start listening to what we the people have to say. Next week, speaking of what we the people have to say, next week, I promise you will be an explosive show. Our guest is going to be Stacy Swimp, who has founded an organization, the Frederick Douglass Society in Michigan, and he's taking the message to the urban areas because that's what we've got to do. We've got to take the message, and the message has to be jobs and work. But I've spoken to Stacy on the phone, and I promise you, you don't want to miss the show next week. It's going to be a really, really awesome guest for us, and sure to be some excitement there. So make sure you tune in for that. He also had a part, he went to Washington with Star Parker for the Urban Cure. That's a group also trying to get the message to the inner cities and to the urban communities where for too long the Democrats have had their hold and their indoctrination going on that needs to be combated if we are to coalesce as a nation and do away with this racial hatred that has been perpetuated by this current administration. So we will have Stacy on next week to join us. So I'm really looking forward to that show. So if you could tune in, we'd invite you to join us for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, really, Barbara, I talked to him just a little bit on the air, and he is a no-holds-barred conservative Christian, and you're going to hear exactly what he thinks about what's going on, and also give us some pointers on how we can help and what best to do again in our own communities to help get that message spread. It's very hard, you know, for someone like myself, you know, to have the say in those communities. So not that I'm racist, but, you know, for a white person to actually go in and try to tell them, they won't listen, you know, because they're going to think you're just trying to feed them a story or a line. So it's so important to have these black conservatives standing up and making these organizations that are also out there working to spread the message of limited government is the best government. So it looks like our House conservatives have unveiled a plan to balance the budget in 4 years. And, of course, we know this will go nowhere except for to the bottom of the papers on Senator Reid's desk. But we need to tell people this is out there because most people think the Republicans haven't done anything, when in reality they have actually done a lot, and it gets stopped in the Senate. So everything that we have today in our economy, you can blame it on Harry Reid and President Obama. The sequester, the lack of budget, the possible shutdown of the government. This is all the Democrats, folks. They have refused to work. All they want to do is raise taxes. Poor Bill Maher. I feel so sorry for him. But he's going to have to pay more taxes. I guess he just thought he wasn't a millionaire and he wasn't included in that tax rate. Or the people who are leaving California because, you know, they voted in the Democrats to lead their great state deeper into bankruptcy. You know, people, your vote has consequences, okay? Your actions and your works have consequences. And places like Detroit, where they continue to elect the same corrupt officials, unfortunately, well, again, Democrats, bankrupt. Chicago, heading that way. The great state of California. And they're losing people every day. Well, folks, I'm going to try to
today,
take it out.
Today, you brushed your teeth.
Okay, how
you
long was that
You skipped the
for?
Floss. You combed your hair. You took the train. You did the crossword. You missed 22 across. You went to work. You had a meeting. You ate your lunch. You had another meeting. You wondered, how is anyone supposed to get any work done around here with so many meetings? You left the office. You took the train. You ate your dinner. You brushed your teeth. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado rips through town, leaving 30,000 people without power. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Okay, I said I was going to try to play a song. I'm not going to hold up much hope for that because that actually, I clicked on that one probably about 5 or 6 minutes ago. So we're going to see if it'll take us out or not. This has been certainly an interesting night with my blog talk here tonight. So you never know. Live radio. I'm just not too quick on thinking, you know, to come up with the jokes, Barbara. We're going to have to work on that one. to cover these little lapses of when things just aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing. So we want to remind everybody to call tomorrow night. We have the Warrior Catholic Show. I believe Laura Ricketts, Chris Ricketts' wife, is standing in for him. So that should be an interesting show. Due to work issues, he's going to be kind of moving around here, so we'll see what comes of that. So reminding you that we have shows going Monday through Thursday from 6 Central to 8 Central, and we have a show from 8 Central to 10 Central on Fridays. We have some new things in the works for our Saturday show, and we have a Sunday afternoon show at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. So I do want to thank you all for tuning in tonight. I apologize for whatever has been going on with Blog Talk in this last 45 minutes or so. Certainly some kind of delay or some malfunction going on with that. But we have ghosts. We have ghosts in our studio, not wanting to work. So Again, thank you, Tina, for joining us. And thank you to all our listeners. And we hope you'll tune in again next week. So from Barbara and I here at Women Patriots from ConservativeNationRadio.com, we want to wish you all a good night.
Good night, everyone. Thank you for listening.
Okay, now I can't even end the show. We could go on forever and ever and ever. Now this is crazy. My music should kick in about any time. Carrie Underwood, Good Girl.
I think it's going to be over. It should actually be over by now. I don't know.
It's not doing anything. Can you do it from yours? You got the little end episode button up in the corner?